lies, and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, Friday was a bad day for the rogue government, deep state, Clinton, stay behind network, organized crime controller, their final last ditch fortress inside the federal government to hold their whole house of criminal cards together. Robert Fixer for the Clintons and for the Bushes and for Obama, Mueller, had two judges. Now, we saw big coverage of the top judge in the Manafort case, the top judge in Russiagate, in Fantasyland, coming out and saying that Mueller had lied to them to get the warrants and that it was all fake and that he was just trying to get Trump impeached. Those are quotes. And that he had unfettered power or was attempting unfettered power. That means rogue or runaway. Let's get the definition of unfettered. It means unblocked, unbridled, rogue. Give me the English Oxford if we can, because I like it because it'll have six or seven definitions below it. Let's see if my memory serves right. I haven't actually looked it up, and I know what it means. Unfettered, released from restraint or inhibition. That means rogue or runaway. And then let's scroll down. Let's see some more of the definition. Unbridled, rampant, uninhibited, unconstrained, unrestricted, unchecked, unmuffled, uncontrolled. Top federal judge in Russiagate calls it unrestrained, rogue, out of control. And then the other top federal judge on the circuit court, on another circuit court, handling the case of the lawsuit where they're suing all these Russian companies going, we have proof that you messed with the election. Well, the Russian company showed up for court, said, let's start discovery. And Mueller went, actually, Judge, we might want to stop for 6 months. Or we might drop this entirely because it's totally made up. But that's what they do. They file lawsuits or they file these indictments and then try to hold it up to just hang it out there in the news. And go, Roger Stone was in contact with Guccifer 2.0. All of the media was going to the message board that he frequented. You can go there at hundreds, CBS, NBC, ABC. Everyone's like, Guccifer, Guccifer. If you've got such big leaks, talk to us. And Roger, one time, is on there saying, I hope you'll talk to me sometime. After the time they claim all the hacking went on. Of course people are reaching out to Guccifer 2.0. I remember walking into my producers going, get me Guccifer 2.0. It's like I'm saying, get me Julian Assange. But see, I'm not establishment enough to have Julian Assange on or Guccifer. They all want to go on the New York Times, their enemy site. And the New York Times had those people on. They had them on, but that's okay. But that's what they do on CNN breathlessly with David Corn this weekend and MSNBC. Did you see? Oh, my God, Roger Stone, he's the main guy they're after. Oh, my gosh, this means they've got massive proof. Boy, he's in a lot of trouble. And it's all made up. And now the federal judge in two of these cases talks about how hundreds of pages of these indictments and these lawsuits, one civil, one's criminal, are blacked out. Well, the judge wants to see what's unblacked out because already on these cases, other stuff has been unblacked out. And it's all about their agents saying, there's no evidence, there's nothing, we've come up dry. Just like Strzok talking to his girlfriend's like, man, I want out of this. There's nothing there. And we're going to get in a lot of trouble. Well, we're meeting with Andy. He said it'll be all right. Andy McCabe, the deputy director. So you got the capo above him for the Don, you know, the Clintons above him, the Don, the Clinton crime machines got the major mob chiefs under him. And then you've got the capos beneath that. You've got Andrew McCabe. And then you've got the little street soldiers going, boss, are you sure? Are you sure it's going to be all right? I mean, we paid for the illegal dossier. It's made up and there's nothing there except you, boss. You, we get the Russian money all the time. It's okay, right? We try to bust the president now that he's the president. It's actually, it's another, it's in the text message. They might get us. Are you sure we'll get away with it? I mean, we're scared. We'll poop our little pantsies. We'll be back.
war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, love the storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, our circuits are dead. Can I be cold?
Man, do we have a broadcast for you? Unbelievable video, unbelievable reports. Unbelievable developments, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It is all just crazy. We had Owen Schroyer and Michael Zimmerman up there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I'm told he's going to be popping in at the bottom of the hour. Has Owen Schroyer entered the building yet? I haven't seen him. I'm told Owen Schroyer will be here. They went down to the NRA inside and out. It was amazing. Shot Trump's speech live, met a lot of patriots, and then went outside of the anti-gunners. And at the local city park, they wouldn't even allow press in that wasn't anti-gun to politely interview the anti-gunners. Then other people politely just simply walk up to the tiny group of anti-gunners where some B actress from the 80s was there. And they've got armed security guarding Melissa Milano, again, the unknown B actress, basically, from thousands of years ago. And these guys come up and say, yeah, we're armed. Get out of here. We want you to leave. And then basically push him out of the park. The image of armed bodyguards guarding the B actress, because she's a god. You, though, you don't get a right to protect yourself, according to these people. And they say, oh, you're with InfoWars. You've been told to leave. And the guy goes, I'm not with InfoWars. But it's literally just these entitled, arrogant, in my view, crazy liberals that just show up. And by the way, I'm not just saying I'd have stood my ground. Pull up footage of Dallas Sheriff's Department attacks Alex Jones. I was up there. The Dallas Police Department said, yes, you can march without a permit during the JFK 40th anniversary. And then at the end of it, the whole service is over. Where the police chief says, you can go in the park now. Personally tells me that. We go over there, and the Sheriff's Department says, no, you can't. So we sit there and nicely demonstrate for about 20 minutes, and a couple hundred goons show up from the Democrat Party-run Sheriff's Department. They've got a literal La Raza lady that runs it, and they'd been federalized, it turned out, under Obama, and they attack us. And I stood up to them. I mean, you know, it was a couple hundred cops. They did ram us and hit us and attack children and finally push us out with their billy clubs, but I stood my ground. So I'm just telling you, a couple thugs tell me to get out of a city park and tell me they got guns. You put your hand on me, you're going to have a big problem. So, and I'm not knocking this guy. He probably was smarter than I'd be standing as, backing down and just showing what thugs they were. But you watch this footage of some of these union people, and I'm guessing they're Democrat Party union enforcers. That's what they look like, what they act like. And it is just crazy to see the total entitlement. You don't get guns. You don't get to have any of this. We have them. And we're going to then tell you don't have a First Amendment. So that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Now, there are so many incredible articles I've got here. But before I hit the really big ones, let me just hit this first. You can search engine. Liberals are more likely to steal and less likely to give to charity. You'll get Harvard studies. You'll get Toronto University studies. You'll get universities in England studies. Big studies. Well, there's one in the Associated Press, of all places, that just came out today. Shock study, climate skeptics more eco-friendly than climate alarmists. Of course, conservatives and libertarians are better stewards of the land and actually recycle and do all the stuff because we tend to be more OCD. The left, in major studies, they just pulled one up from a few years ago for TV viewers, are more likely to steal. What is it? 6 times more likely to steal, 9 times more likely to not give to charity. But they're way more likely to tell you they're giving to charity. So there's one. Americans who are skeptical about climate change, well, it used to be global freezing then warming. It's man-made. We're skeptical. We know the climate's always changing. See how they play those games? Americans who are skeptical about climate change engage in personal behavior that's more friendly to the environment than climate alarmists. who support increased government regulation, a new study has found. University of Michigan, led by a team of researchers in a year-long individual study of 600 Americans who regularly reported their climate change beliefs. And of course, I want solar on my farmhouse because it makes sense and it costs less money in the long run and it's smart and it is good for the environment. Do I want giant windmills that have a bigger carbon footprint and kill all the birds and bankrupt every country they put them in? No. Is carbon dioxide the problem or is it GMO? Is it cross-human species? Is it all of the geoengineering? See, there's real crises going on, and we get diverted with all the fake ones. But that's a big deal. Now, let me just tell you what's coming up in the next segment. Friday was not a good day. Most of the coverage was on the main federal judge over the Manafort case, who's the head Russiagate judge. One already recused themselves in the Flynn case. They now admit there's no evidence of criminality from Flynn. Why'd he plead guilty? Because it would cost him $1 million, and he was on a general's payroll. And that's a couple hundred thousand a year. Doesn't have the money. Stone's already spent $1 million. I had to spend a lot of money with all the attacks they've got on me, all the fake stuff. That's what they do. But now they're looking at dropping the charges on Flynn. Not because he said anything, not because he told Mueller what he wanted. There's nothing there. The president was president-elect and directed his national security advisor in waiting. That's what you do the day you're elected, to contact the Russian ambassador. That's what you do. He never lied about it. But now, federal judge rejects Mueller's request for delay in Russian troll farm case, saying it's a fraud. And the other big federal judge accused Mueller team of lying to target and impeach Trump. That's a quote for, quote, unfettered power. So that is coming up. I mean, this is devastating. These are the judges, three judges. One has recused themselves on the Flynn case. Now the judge on this new Democrat lawsuit against the Russians and Trump and Stone says this is complete BS. And so Mueller's talking about dropping it or simply asking for a stay, a long stay, till after the election. I mean, you talk about pulling your horns in. You talk about wanting it to go away. I mean, they indict 12 or 13 John Does and then just say, because Mueller filed a lawsuit, the Democrats filed a lawsuit, that it's proof. And you know why Mueller's in trouble? He lied and said they weren't targeting Trump's lawyer. And all over the news, him and Comey testified to Congress that nobody ever targeted anybody in the Trump circle during the campaign when he was president-elect or president. And now we all know they've admitted last week they were spying on Trump for 2 years before the election. And they were spying on his lawyer, and Trump towered everything we told you. And they lied to get the warrants on Trump Tower about something completely different. The judge hasn't said what it is, but he blew up, it says, in the hearing and screamed at Mueller and said, you lied to get these warrants. You're a liar. You want to impeach Trump. And then said, I've seen the unredacted pages. You're not releasing this for national security. You're doing it because it shows there's no case. Your own agents told you that. And what this is in the news. And what did Strzok say once president was elected in office? He said to his girlfriend, they were the underlings running the whole fake Russiagate. He said, we got to stop this. We can't do this. We're going to get in trouble. There's nothing there. But see, oh, arrogant Brennan and arrogant Clapper, and all McCabe and all the other people above them, Comey and Mueller, they're all arrogant and in power for decades. Done whatever they want. Illegally spied, covered up murders, covered up real Russiagate, covered up Uranium One, covered up nuclear reactors, covered up Iran deals, payoffs, covered up all of it. And now, wow, they're not able to get away with whatever they want, and they're just freaking out and crapping their britches in front of everyone. And the stink can be smelled all the way here in Texas from the swamp. Woo! And all you neocons and limp-wristed conservatives that signed on to all this like Glenn Beck, aren't you fools now, you cowardly un-American scumbags? ¶¶
now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, when the mainstream corporate lying media tells you somebody's really, really good, you know they're really, really bad. And I've been on air 23 years. I remember Robert Mueller, before he was the director of the FBI, was a true monster. Remember the whole Richard Jewell case? Three different people who they tried to charge for the Olympic Park bombing, who they knew were totally innocent, and Mueller was there honchoing, charging three innocent people. Now, he finally got a fourth guy, took him to a government mental institution. They filled him full of pills, and he died in the first few hours in custody. So they got their fourth guy on the Olympic Park bombing. But then they moved on from there and blamed some other Christian, quote, extremist, as they said. So five different people, Mueller said, did that. It just goes on and on. The guy's famous for covering up for the Clintons and Bush and Obama. Just unbelievable. Uranium being delivered in Moscow on tarmacs at midnight in the sleet in duffel bags. I mean, if Trump was doing that, I'd say hang him up by his toenails politically. But there's nothing there but pure Americana. There's nothing there but delivering. We're going to get to that next segment. So, here's the Associated Press headline. Here's the Fox News headline. Here's the Reuters headline. Even the CNN headline says federal judge blast Mueller's team. Well, what'd they blast him for? Federal judge, this is Friday, accuses Mueller's team of lying, trying to target Trump. Come on, man. You just want to impeach him. That's the quote. And the judge went on to say, U.S. Judge T.S. Ellis III said, you don't really care about Manafort. You really care about what information Mr. Manafort can give you to lead to Mr. Trump and impeachment or whatever. And he goes on to say, you lied to get your warrants. And then goes into how there's no Russiagate information and how he wants the memos redacted and the FBI reports, because the judge is able to read them as a classification, even above the FBI at that level, and says, I want you to declassify this right now or I'm going to do it, because it doesn't say there's Russia evidence. It says you're covering it up and your own agents were saying they didn't like what was going on. You imagine being FBI agents, even if you're Democrats, being ordered to make stuff up about the president-elect, because that's when they started getting scared. And that's why Clapper and Brennan went on TV and said, Trump will be out of office within weeks of being in. We're going to remove him. Don't worry. Everybody stay behind. Nobody leave. Don't follow his orders. That is in The Hill today. Again, I told you back at the time this was going on. Hayden says, don't follow orders from the president. And he says, do not work for the government under Trump. That's The Hill today. That's coming up, but that makes my point. Federal judge goes on to say, you are unfettered. The Hill translates that to federal judge says Mueller is above the law, or believes he is. Now, let me tell you what unfettered means. What have I called Mueller for a year and a half since Rosenstein put him in day one? This rogue group in the executive branch that the president had no power over, even though he has total power over it. That's rogue. They're rogue. They're runaway. They're stay-behind networks. These are legal terms. Well, what does unfettered mean in law? Look up in Black's Law, not just English or Oxford. Look up Black's. That'll be a legal definition. I know what it's going to say. It's going to say rogue. Now, listen to this. That's a term in law. Rogue agent. Rogue government. Unfettered, the judge said. It means unrestrained, unrestricted, unconstrained, uninhibited, rampant, unbridled, free from law. That's what it means. Mueller is his own branch of government. A few months ago, 6 months ago, I called him Emperor Mueller. And Slate and Salon and Raw Story and Newsweek all had headlines saying, Jones is insane. Search engine and click web to show people. Alex Jones thinks Mueller's an emperor or thinks he's a king. Just type in Alex Jones, and they're like crazy articles. Jones has gone crazy. He believes Mueller's an actual royalty. No, jerks. He thinks he's a king. Fourth branch of government outside of executive, judicial, and legislative. They've announced that they're separate, just like the Federal Reserve has announced on C-SPAN before and on NPR and on PBS. I've got all the clips. Alan Greenspan, famously, as he left, said, "We are a fourth branch of government, separate from the other three, and no one can constrain us, not even the people." That's crazy talk. The three branches constrain each other. A fourth would be a king. There it is. Media Matters. That's George Soros' mouth. Alex Jones. There's a plot to install Robert Mueller as the first king of America. The quote is the first king of America. Yeah, I said he'd be a rogue element, able to do whatever he wants, and would basically set up the police, the federal police, like a third world country, or what happened in Rome, as a new rogue, runaway, controlled element. Word for word what I said has now been said by the federal judge. Tomorrow's News Today. Now, it's not hard to know that. But we've got another federal judge over the Russian lawsuit where they're suing Stone, Trump, everybody saying they're Russian agents. And the judge said, okay, here's the companies that you said did this. They're here. They want all the evidence. Mueller said, oh, we want to punt for 6 months. We may drop it. It was all just about filing that and saying everybody's Russian agents. So now the judge has called him out. On that, that's Politico. Judge rejects Mueller's request for delay in Russian troll farm case. Mueller probe might have to go dark until the midterm elections because of this. Wall Street Journal, they're panicking. They're pulling back, hoping you forget all these embarrassments. Remember, they were going to be done by December, but all the memos about Andy McCabe and Strzok and his girlfriend, and the Pissgate dossier, the Steele dossier, and paying their wives millions of dollars in Fusion GPS to create the fake dossier, and the Justice Department's wives getting money, and McCabe getting $500,000 from Hillary. That was embarrassing 6 months ago. So they just kind of took Mueller out of the news and went into Stormy Daniels and women for 4 or 5 months. And now they're going back into Mueller and think you don't remember that. And now because the judges have said it's all a giant fraud to impeach the president with no evidence, and then the judges have all the documents that are secret, but they want the FBI to release them, or Congress will, they'll go back to the bimbos or something else, or that he's senile. And then as soon as they think you've forgotten about that, they'll be right back with we're all Russian agents because we love America and want to see the country great. And just cut the Russian fuel supply off and are devastating them and massing troops on their border. And yeah, Trump's really with the Russians. Give me a frickin' break. The globalists are with all these foreign powers selling nation states out, and they don't know what to do. They're panicking. But Alan Dershowitz is right. Giuliani, I gotta say, man, is just he's giving Trump bad advice. This is weird. And Dershowitz says Trump team playing into Mueller's hands. The president needs Alan Dershowitz. He's a real lawyer. He's a Democrat. He's perfect. And he's got a track record of being accurate. Trump needs Alan Dershowitz. Good Lord. And he needs to start moving. By the way, Nunes is talking about contempt on the attorney general. Absolutely. Lock Sessions up.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Look, here's the bottom line. Jeff Sessions did a great job in the Senate exposing gun control and open borders plans by George W. Bush 3 or 4 times. And I thought he was a great attorney general. But since then, he has been involved in massive classical dereliction of duty. He has openly, in so many ways, protected this whole rogue group, Rosenstein, that set up this new power structure and tricked the president into signing it. He can always negate that. It's his branch of government. And now you've got Mueller with all these federal judges over Russiagate saying, you're lied, we caught you, we have the documents, you are unfettered, meaning rogue government trying to overthrow the president. Just like Nunes says, he's going for contempt charges this week. That's holding him in contempt, the attorney general, for what he's doing, and it's all coming out. So when I say lock Sessions up, if it comes out Sessions knows about all this and knew about all this and didn't do anything, he is just as guilty as Strzok and Rosenstein and McCabe and Mueller and Comey and all of them. And it's outrageous and it is dangerous. So that's what this comes down to. But the wheels are coming off. That's why Mueller is set to announce, AP's reporting, that he may go dormant until the midterms are over, not because they don't want to unsettle an election, but because they want you to forget about the devastating information that just came out. Now, we're going to cut that little live piece and put it on the front of the last segment when we put that out because it needs to go viral. Owen Schroyer's here. Just got back from the NRA. Did a great job. He'll ride the shotgun with me in the next hour when we're set to have Michael Schneider in a very close race. And I'm having him on. I don't usually focus on one race, but he's neck and neck in Idaho in the primary. And there's the Democrats always lose by 25, 30 points. So he's basically, this is the congressional election. He's against the Never Trump and neocon. So this, it's not just Democrats we're trying to beat. It's Never Trumpers and neocons. So that's coming up in studio. But oh, and the rest of this segment, the situation here with Mueller, I mean, this is completely rogue. As I've always said, if you know law, this is completely criminal. Even CNN admits that he, quote, gets rough with people and does whatever he wants. He totally violates the law. They lie to federal judges. He's up to his eyeballs with the Russians. He's fighting for his life as a Russian agent on Russian boards with Russian uranium transfers. Mueller needs to get his ass SWAT teamed. Clapper, Brennan, all these arrogant people. Hayden's back in the news, former head of the CIA, threatening people, saying you better not work for Trump in the government or we'll get you. Well, that's what they're doing behind the scenes. Is blocking with rogue government. And it's getting to the point now, these guys work for a foreign power, the globalist, and they're allied with the communist Chinese in Davos. I'm serious. It's getting to the point where if they try to remove the president, man, he's got every right and the duty. It's getting into dereliction of duty area for Trump if we don't start moving on these people, because they're moving on us extrajudicially. They're the globalist, and you got to fight fire with fire.
Well, over the weekend, I was calling Robert Mueller the deep state president because he kind of seemed to be the one in charge of the deep state propping it up. But now, as things are developing to the close of this weekend and we move forward to next week, when I think you're going to hear more from Devin Nunes, more from these intelligence communities, more from even federal judges, perhaps. Now I'm starting to wonder, was Robert Mueller the Tokyo Rose of the globalist? Was Robert Mueller the Tokyo Rose of the deep state? Here he is, the Russian investigation. Like Trump, it really is. Like, so he props this false narrative up, the media and all the.
And in a modern sense, that'd be Baghdad Bob.
Okay, so yeah, but it's basically like you use all the media outlets to act like the Mueller investigation is real. That's what you got from Operation Mockingbird. That got exposed from all the JFK files that Trump released. And then you have Mueller doing this, you know, fake investigation that they act as real. He's totally rogue, like you said. Nobody's buying it anymore. Any leftist or liberal with half wit understands that the Mueller investigation is fake and there is no Russian collusion. It's just the radical fringe elements of anyone, whether you want to say leftists, Americans, or anyone around the world that believes this crap. So it's like, what comes next? Who actually brings Mueller down? Who actually brings Mueller and this investigation to an end?
And notice, Sessions, as soon as the wheels came off, they totally switched to Stormy Daniels, raided his lawyer, which we now know was directed by Mueller with illegal wiretaps, because they now admit it was not the scope of Russiagate, and they lied to the judges to get it on that lawyer and knew it wasn't there. And it's all coming out.
And what does this have to do with anything? What does this have to do with an election? What does this have to do with Russian collusion?
And it changes the subject from, yeah, about what's in the WikiLeaks, total crime, illegal servers, paper play, hundreds of millions laundered. It's incredible.
And they will tell you not to read that on CNN. Well, you don't have the right to read that. We do here at CNN.
Let's change the subject to all these people that have the economy roaring, building up our military, defending our border, crushing political correctness, getting us out of the TPP, renegotiating NAFTA and GATT. They're the Russians. Yeah, right. You're the globalists have had your foot on our neck forever, and we've got it off our neck, and we're bleeding, but we're getting up, and you're scared. You better be scared, because we're about to kick your ass politically.
If this isn't the Twilight Zone, if this isn't 1984 in the flesh, I don't know what could be. I really don't know what could be. There's nothing here. And think about this, Alex. Again, if they come down on Trump for obstruction of justice, which they say, oh, now Mueller's looking at obstruction of justice, the latest out of the Tokyo Roses. Well, what is obstructing of justice? What is the justice? Russian collusion isn't even a crime. And if you're saying there was any proof of Russian collusion, that it would be.
Well, that's why they always called it collusion. It's like saying, well, you didn't cheat on your wife, but once you shook hands with a lady and kind of laughed and giggled at her and winked at her at the water cooler. And you're like, okay, I did wink at Betty Lou. She is hot, but I didn't cheat on my wife. It's not illegal. And there wasn't even winking at the Russians going on.
But meanwhile, Mueller has got.
Meanwhile, Mueller and Hillary, if you want to use a sexual analogy, they had the Russians' legs up behind Russia's ears. And there was a gang rape going on to get that Russian money to then rape America. I mean, there was a line out the door, if you want to use a sexual allegory.
So why won't they turn over their servers? You want to talk about obstruction of justice? Well, why don't you prove it was Russia that so-called hacked the DNC, which you can't even prove? So they obstruct justice. They collude with Russia. They lose the election, throws the entire thing into a spiral panic. And then somehow they still have their elements of the deep state remaining, put Mueller up. Sessions' hands are tied. He recuses himself. Trump says, I'm going to stay away from the, you know, attorney general's office and the Justice Department. I'll let them work that out. I don't want to have any bad press about me doing this. And so it's all this fake thing hanging over our heads. And still Trump is doing everything he can to fulfill his promises and make America great, like he said.
And it's perfect for these globalist traitors that have sold us out, the Chinese, the Russians, you know, you name it, to then point at all us that are actually bringing the country back and say, look, they're the enemies. They're the problem. It's incredible.
Well, and that's the problem, too, where they tell me, I go out and they'll say, hey, you're causing a divide. You're dividing this country. You're fake news. And I'm like, wait a second. Hold up. Whoa, whoa. How about a fake investigation that has a bunch of the population worrying that Russia is behind the election of Trump?
I had a high-level Democrat that I ran into on the street when I was downtown Friday taking care of business go, Alex, I like your show, but I tell you, President Trump's bringing ill repute on the presidency. He's embarrassing it. They never brought up Bill Clinton's sex stuff. They covered up rapes. Trump's not doing anything illegal. They covered up all the stuff. But, oh, because the media is demonizing the presidency, so we finally have a president being the president, then the Democrats act like he's the one bringing ill repute on it. It's incredibly how stupid these people are.
But this is the least trusted the television media has ever been, even the person.
And then they blame Trump for that. They go, you're going to get journalists killed. No, you're lying and being globalist traitors is why people hate you. Take responsibility for it.
Well, I think the worse this gets, in some silver lining sense, the better it gets, because more people, I think, are understanding how ridiculous Mueller is. A lot of these people really expected there to be something. They really had Mueller as this idol, this god of justice, of saving America from Trump.
And he really has fallen now. So what are they going to do as it's a nothing burger, except he committed all these crimes and did wiretap and lied about it? What are they going to do as their god descends in flames?
Well, I think that there's two options that we know probably are on the table. One is we've seen it in the emails where they talk about, we've got our guys ready. If they fire Mueller, if they fire Rosenstein, we'll riot on the streets. Democrats sending out emails. And then you have to say, okay, on the larger scale, on the real globalist controlled deep state scale, do they launch some sort of false flag? You know, I mean, who knows what they could do? Cyber false flag, bio false flag, a typical false flag.
Oh, yeah, they're going to pull something big. And we're going to talk more about that coming up, because they're not going to give up. Look at the arrogance of the deep state to Congress, the president, the voters trying to overthrow our election. This is a coup against America, a coup against our electoral process. Where they say, no, you didn't really vote for Trump, the Russians did it. What a load of baloney. We'll be back with the highlights of the incredible NRA event and the gun grabbers.
It's mind control. Mind control. Corruption of your thoughts. Destruction of your soul.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones. Owen Schroyer, the amazing co-host with the also pretty awesome Roger Stone, weekdays, 3 p.m. Central. A lot of our radio affiliates are picking up the show. But I got to say, TV affiliate-wise, ladies and gentlemen, 300-plus TV stations and over 70 cable systems, some rural, some big cities, in just the last 6 months or less, have picked up the broadcast. So the real sleeper is TV. And it's just amazing. So very, very exciting. We're now 10 hours a day live weekdays, then only 2 hours on Sundays here. But we're about to add a bunch of live weekend shows here in the next few months. We're adding more crew, building up the operation here. That's why when you buy T-shirts and books and films and water filters and air filters, all the best systems at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund this operation. We also have great supplements, DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the Bio, the CoQ10, and all these other amazing ingredients. Now it's Plus, even stronger. More per capsule, and it's 50% off. So you can try the new formula for a limited time. Also, our fluoride-free toothpaste is running low. We have it for adults and children. It's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine. It is 33% off despite the fact that the toothpaste is running low. The mouthwash is not running low, or the immune gargle, or the small spray bottle that I use, you know, not just in my mouth, but topically as well. It's amazing with the colloidal silver, the iodine, and more. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. But that special is about to have to end. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. It is your purchases that make it all possible. So thank you for the support and your prayers. And please support the local radio or TV station you're watching or listening to. Please support the local station by spreading the word about it. If you're a local business, become a sponsor on it. I can't tell you separately on local TV and local cable how many businesses I see, restaurants, you name it, that are incredibly successful. And I remember 15 years ago, 16 years ago, when I was number one in the city of Austin on an FM affiliate that now is music, and they asked me how my show in just a few years went to number one when the station had no ratings in the paper. And I said, well, I did a lot of promotion. You know, the show was hard-hitting. But I said also, I ran TV ads by the tens of thousands on local cable. And I remember I had a buddy who worked at Time Warner, and I was asking. He had accounts there as a salesman, but he also did engineering. And I said, how much is an ad, say, during Discovery Channel? He said, well, if you buy a big package, they're $2 a piece at primetime. And I'm like, Discovery Channel has huge viewers. He goes, I know. I ran ads. I ran advertising for my show on local cable. So I'm just saying local cable, local TV is one of the best places to advertise, just like radio. But cable, people just ignore that there's local ads on it. It's just waiting. It's like, you just go do these huge buys, buy that. A lot of it's just computerized. I ran ads a few years ago on Fox. But you got to buy the remnants is what they're called overnight. And then Politico's got involved and blocked me doing it. That was through Google. That's why it made me so mad a couple years ago when Google blocked us from advertising. You could go and computerize to Google, have your ad, it's approved, just that it's, you know, standards and quality, and then it runs on national cable. See, I'm digressing here into inside baseball. I'm sorry. It's just having the time to jack with all this. It's just, please support our local affiliates. Okay, let's shift gears now. I'm going to get more into this next hour, more into the whole Mueller thing and how Rosie O'Donnell's been caught committing more crimes in elections, way beyond Dinesh D'Souza's so-called crime. But will she go to jail? No, because Republicans let Democrats run wild. They let them persecute Christians. They let them persecute everybody. Also next hour, Amazon bars Christians from Amazon. That's mainstream news. I mean, oh, yeah, just like Google and Apple are taking, you know, Christian holidays off their calendars. And Google won't do doodles for holidays that are Christian, but they'll do them for Muslims. I mean, they're out to get us. Owen Schroyer.
Well, it is kind of shocking when you see that. But this video that we're about to play is a perfect example of the double standard and the double think, if you want to use the 1984 terminology, of what we're dealing with people on the street. Now, I want to say this. I want to clarify something, Alex. I think you'll agree with this. These street protesters and the vermin that come out and do these protests are the fringe elements, and they really give true liberals a bad name. There are people out there that watch us that just have different views that land on the left side of things, but they're not crazy. They're not fringe. And these people really kind of drown those voices out and make them look bad.
But we're not just selectively cherry picking. I mean, you go Democrat event, more and more, I'd say half of them are like Day of the Dead.
And that's one thing that they will deny that I say, no, you don't understand. I don't edit this stuff. We don't have to edit this stuff. I can go live for an hour, 2 hours at one of these events, and it's the same thing every time. They curse you, they spit on you, they swing on you.
They call the police and get you thrown out of the public park line.
They box you. They literally, you know, they put their butt in, I don't know. It's just weird stuff that they do.
They always hit you from down low.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's like absurd to even think about this, but this is what they do. But here's the example. Now, I will say that I was about 10 minutes late because I was rallying a group of people. I had about 50 people. I was there with like about 10 people, and then I went to this other NRA event where there was like a group meet, and I brought about 50 to 100 people over to the park, and we were going to bullhorn Alyssa Milano's speech. Unfortunately, we missed it by 10 minutes. Otherwise, we would have been right there bullhorning when that video went viral. And there was another video
of her using armed men to have people thrown off, even though it's a park and security can't do that. But again, she gets armed people, but she doesn't want you to have guns.
Yeah, and they had me kicked out too. Dallas police came over and kicked me out. And the Dallas police were actually really nice. They were like, look, we know what you're doing out here. We'll try to help you, but hey, you got to go. But yeah, this guy, you could tell, this is a totally different event. They hire this guy to be a thug, intimidate people out there and brag about his
firearm.
But
that's a violation of law to say, yeah, I'm armed. Now move, go. And then they say to him, you're with InfoWars, aren't you? If you listen to the audio, the guy goes, no, I'm not. So again, they just totally, here, let's go ahead and roll.
Oh, and then there's that guy, too. Oh, don't even get started on that.
The little orange guy?
Yeah, the little munchkin.
Well, goblin creature.
He was a total goblin creature.